going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. With no more money or credit left and no buyer to be found, the parent company of two Delaware County hospitals has decided to shutter the facilities as soon as possible. A plan to start the closure process is expected to be worked out in bankruptcy court this week. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
After weeks of back and forth in bankruptcy court, Prospect Medical Holding has decided to shutter Taylor Hospital in Ridley Park and Crozier Medical Center in Chester. Another bankruptcy hearing is scheduled to take place Tuesday afternoon in Texas, where a plan to begin the closure process is expected to be worked out. Senator Tim Carney, who represents Delaware County, says there was millions and millions of dollars invested to keep the hospitals open, but there's no money left to run the hospitals and there are no buyers.
The investment that the county, the state, and the Foundation for Delaware County, you know, that's $40 million that we put into the system to keep it afloat and keep it going. It'd be easy to think of that as wasted money, but it really wasn't, because it paid the salaries of all those really hardworking, dedicated people who are right now in limbo, trying to figure out exactly. You know, they're all losing their jobs.
Around 2,500 hospital workers are expected to be laid off. EMS Transports, which is the responsibility of the municipality, will begin diversions starting on Wednesday. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Catholics from all over attended a special afternoon mass at the Cathedral Basilica in remembrance of Pope Francis. KYW Sherrod A. Howard was there.
Mourners traveled from all over the area in memory of Pope Francis, a man many affectionately call the People's Pope.
Yeah, very emotional, very emotional.
It just feels like a really monumental, it'll be a big change.
He's a really good man. We're going to miss him.
Denise, like Pope Francis, is from Argentina and says his love for the people was always evident, even when she met him years ago at the Vatican.
And he was not covered up in glass. I remember seeing him so close. I reached out to my arm length and he touched my hand. That's how close I was.
And Archbishop Perez says moments such as those will build his legacy as a pope who championed the marginalized, doing what he did best.
Vintage Francis wanted to be among the people, and he was. He was there at Easter so the world could see him, but then God called him home. So Francis, done a good job.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Temple public safety officials and Philly police are partnering to find suspects connected to a chaotic weekend of assaults and robberies near Temple's campus. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the details.
According to officials, 200 to 300 kids congregated around Broad Street and Cecil B. Moore Avenue on both Saturday and Sunday nights, resulting in robberies and assaults to a handful of Temple students and non-students, including a 12-year-old girl. Temple Department of Public Safety Captain James Hennigan says responsibility falls on many different people.
This is a community issue. You know, it takes police officers, city leaders, school leaders, and it also takes parents at home.
Officials say on Saturday there was a robbery and three assaults of varying degrees that was followed up on Sunday with another robbery, three more assaults, and the seizure of a fake gun that shoots gel balls. Seven girls around the injured 12-year-old girl's age were arrested Sunday in connection with her assault. The only other arrest came Saturday night by SEPTA police. David Hamilton, a second-year student at Temple, thinks the biggest problem is kids in the city don't have places to spend time outside of school in the home.
How can we keep our rec centers open longer? How can we expand free library at Philadelphia programs? When I was working at the free library, it would be open until 7 or 8. That's not the case anymore. These kids have nowhere to go but outside.
Temple police have released the images of three persons of interest and say they plan to release more throughout the week. TU President John Fry says he's meeting with PPD Commissioner Kevin Bethel after five Temple students reported being assaulted and or robbed. Vikram Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Opening statements are expected this morning in the trial of a man accused of shooting six Philadelphia police officers during a barricade nearly 6 years ago in the city's Nicetown neighborhood. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, several prosecutors are on the witness list.
Morris Hill faces dozens of charges, including attempted murder, aggravated assault, assault on law enforcement, reckless endangerment, and gun charges. On August 14th of 2019, officials say Hill was shooting out of a window at officers after police served a warrant on that block and more officers arrived responding to the gunfire. In total, six were shot that day. A daycare filled with children across the street at the time had to be evacuated as bullets were whizzing nearby. 41-year-old Hill has been imprisoned since he came out of that home on 15th Street near Erie Avenue after the shooting, coaxed out by the district attorney, former police commissioner Richard Ross, and his former defense attorney, all of whom are on the witness list but won't necessarily be called. Several other prosecutors who listened to the negotiations in real time are also on that list. The trial has been delayed because of motions, hearings, and defense requests, and because of the pandemic. The 12 jurors, half men and half women, and three alternates were selected in about 5 hours. The trial is expected to last about 2 weeks. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Mayor Parker is sharing with City Council a detailed breakdown of how she would fund her home initiative to provide 30,000 units of affordable housing. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Finance Director Rob Dubo says the first bond issue will be this summer and the second November 2027. A total of $800 million that will be used to fund new programs such as bonding for local contractors and gap financing for affordable housing preservation and production, and to fund and expand existing programs such as basic system repairs and first home purchases. The plan was developed before Trump tariffs upset the bond market, but Dubo says he budgeted conservatively.
The numbers that are in our five-year plan assume that there's some weakness in the bond market.
Other aspects of the home plan remain under wraps. It anticipates changes in zoning and building codes, but Planning and Development Director Jesse Lawrence is not ready to specify them.
We are looking at ways to make sure that we are making the zoning code much more clear, more navigable.
Parker also wants to reform the registered community organization role in development approval. Her chief of staff, Tiffany Thurman, said the administration would meet with each RCO to discuss changes.
Because we know in Philadelphia, no one neighborhood is like the other.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.